From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
That psychological warfare clip coming up in the next segment. One of our computers was crashing. I tell you, computers. We just replaced them months ago, so they stopped doing this. I'm going to have to get some fancy broadcast system in here like I've got in the TV studio just so they won't screw up incessantly. But even the $100,000 system we've got over there is screwing up incessantly. Oh, man. And that's why we're having the 2011 Money Bomb coming up this Thursday through Friday. I'm going to broadcast 24 hours. You can go to InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com and donate. You also donate when you have a PrisonPlanet.tv membership where you buy books, T-shirts. Every order gets a free citizen rule book and in the Fed Bumper sticker along with InfoWars.com sticker. And by the way, I want to start some kind of program where we already sell the bumper stickers pretty much at cost. I've already decided to tell my shipping department on Monday to offer bumper stickers at cost. At cost. You'll have to pay for the shipping, but I'm going to design that where it's at cost. And we're going to launch a bumper sticker offensive. Problem is, I just thought of this, we got to order extras because they'll all blow out the door. But I'm going to launch a bumper sticker offensive to literally tag the United States with them. Because it's already having a huge effect everywhere I go. San Antonio, Dallas, Los Angeles, Corpus Christi, South Padre, New York City. I see InfoWars.com stickers, our stickers. I saw in the New York Times they had a guy with a sign, you know, said in the Fed, on it was an InfoWars, 9/11's an inside job sticker. So, Chris, don't let me forget that tomorrow to tell them offer the stickers basically at cost. And right now it's like a tiny profit, but I just want to blow them out. I mean, I want to just pump them out there where you know, buy them for basically nothing. Well, hell, we already put the citizen rule books in there for free, but those cost us like 55 cents a piece. We buy a lot of them. Look, I'm going to come back into the whole psychological warfare piece, but just how amazing is it that feds order YouTube to remove videos for containing government criticism? And now there's got another report of police are ordering YouTube to remove it. And Representative Lofgren says copyright bill to end the Internet as we know it. Well, actually just says end of the Internet. And you've just got all of this craziness going on. We've got some good news, though. Ron Paul has said if he doesn't win as a Republican, that he probably is going to run. In my gut, it's the right thing to do. Because, and I've quietly in the office had an argument with one certain person who doesn't think Ron Paul would run as a third-party person. I said, no, he knows it's all happening right now. Everything's coming down right now. It's not even about winning at that point. It's about being in the debates, injecting real issues as this country collapses in the next year and a half into the election. He's got to keep his voice in there. This is Ron Paul's last hurrah. That's why he's announced he's not running in a year from now for re-election for his two-year term in the House of Representatives from Texas. This is it for Ron Paul. And so I have predicted here on air that if he doesn't win the Republican nomination, he's still a number three spot, even though he's being ignored and demonized. He would be number one if it wasn't for that. And the psyop that he can't win, so people go, well, I like him, but you know, I'm not going to vote for him. We can get Ron Paul in there. We are on the cusp of this right now. This is so incredibly exciting. And we've got to believe in Ron Paul, but more importantly, in the message he is getting out to the world. And we need to support alternative media. Now is the time to be all in. PrisonPlanet.tv memberships to watch the news, download the files, give them to people, support our overall operation, getting the free YouTube files we post of it, getting them out to everybody, spreading the word about InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. All of you are making this possible. We couldn't do it without you. And the globalists use our tax money against us. It's time for people to voluntarily give InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. You want InfoWars to be strong, robust, to be able to withstand attacks, lawsuits, anything. Even bullets. Because the idea will still transmit. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You can bet your... Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Well, it's one of the hottest stories in the country right now. Armed citizen militia shows up at Occupy Phoenix. Group is affiliated with neo-Nazi fringe. This just smells of a setup, but we're going to be breaking that down coming up. It's an Infowars.com story. It's top story on DrudgeReport.com right now. Okay, we had a computer have a heart attack, as they do on a routine basis, and not play the video, but I do have the second part. I'm just playing snippets of this because it's 25 minutes long. It's an Army psychological warfare film that was classified until the 80s. It's TF-33-3972 is the actual manual number that this newsreel accompanies. United States Army presents. And, again, the reason I'm playing this is these PSYOPs are still ongoing domestically. You can just type in Pentagon involved in domestic PSYOPs and Congress saying, hey, that's illegal. This has been going on for a long time. But look at what the messages are now. Demonizing the founding fathers, gun owners. And, of course, this is waking up the military, by the way. It was the military 3 years ago sent me the internal file from all places, Camp Mabry, where they had Army Reserve intelligence officers up there at Ron Paul's event in Houston and my event to end the Fed in Dallas watching us. And the Army was laughing at this. It said, don't let the Ron Paul supporters know that your military in plain clothes, or they may try to kill you. Yeah, the military's in plain clothes at an In the Fed event. I mean, that right there shows we're in a third-world police state. And it's like if Ron Paul finds out or Alex Jones finds out to the military, like Monty Python, the Holy Grail with the deadly rabbit that chews your throat out, Ron Paul's going to jump off the podium like a vampire and just start savaging them in the throat. I mean, this is ridiculous. You know you've got a tyranny when the government is demonizing people that are actually pro-Constitution and know what they're talking about. We're the real Americans. We're the ones that predicted the debt black hole and predicted the depression and predicted all of this. We're the ones that know what we're talking about. And for that, we get demonized because foreign banks have hijacked the country and the Pentagon works for them. So does the FBI. But the good news is the average FBI agent is sending me these documents. The average state police officer is. The average person in the military sent us the documents that, hey, by the way, we don't like having to spy on you. Look at how ridiculous this is. They actually tell the Army soldiers who are spying on us, look out, we're going to try to kill them. We're just out there bullhorning the Federal Reserve saying stop devaluing our dollar. We want Congress to control the money again. And for that, the Army's out there being told they're fighting al-Qaeda when al-Qaeda works for the government and has been given control of Libya. Again, let's go to this PSYOP and think about how they're setting this up with domestic TSA checkpoints down all over the country, all these control systems, the feds are federalizing local police, threat fusion centers. This is totally unconstitutional, and it is martial law. That's what the homeland takeover is. The homeland is replacing the republic. It's a body snatcher politically. Here it is.
Among the support elements needed are the Light Mobile printing team with its printing and editorial shelters.
This is for a country the Pentagon has occupied. How to suppress them.
Also needed is a radio.
Just how they operate here.
Existing radio stations, particularly in the back country.
That's why they want their fairness doctrine is to shut us down.
Audiovisual vehicle will help to increase the effectiveness of face-to-face communications. And a loudspeaker team will support tactical operations. One of the initial steps of the military PSYOP program is directed toward the hostland military establishment itself. Since the military represents the government to the populace, their actions and attitudes can do much to create a favorable image of that government in the minds of the people. Land soldiers are provided with rules of conduct toward civilians and impressed with the importance of observing them. A soldier's attitude goes a long way toward implementing an effective military PSYOP program. Another portion of the PSYOP program, primarily directed toward the civilian population, is concerned with developing national unity. Once the people start to consider themselves as a national group, acceptance of their government tends to increase, thus making penetration by subversives much more difficult.
Stop right there. Stop right there. Infiltration by subversives. What do they call us in all these federally funded programs that are secretly given to police? They call us subversives, extremists. And they actually say Bob Barr is one of their leaders, Ron Paul. They may be flying an American flag or get out of the UN sticker on their car. The number one threat's a returning veteran. And then I learn about the training drills they do where they're always killing a disgruntled vet, but they tell you, oh, it's for Al-Qaeda, oh, it's for Al-Qaeda. It's for us. It's an internal defense program for the bankers that hijacked America and don't want to go to jail like Bernie Madoff. It's an internal defense program for crooks like Obama and Napolitano who've been caught shipping drugs in and guns out of the country and perjuring themselves. It's called criminals not wanting to go to jail. We could take this country back so easily if we just admitted we had a criminals group in control. And it did the things Ron Paul and others have talked about. Get our country back, man. America used to be love. Now it's known worldwide. You know, they censored all these wartime videos here, all the atrocity videos we're not allowed to see on our news, but in the 60s they would show them on TV. The world sees these, though. I talked to family that goes to Europe. They basically spit on us now. I had family go to Europe 20 years ago. They loved us. We are seen as Nazis, ladies and gentlemen. But really, we're just brain-damaged, mind-controlled slaves of these foreign banks. We think we're fighting for America. The globalists are fighting to destroy America. Let's get back to the checkpoint part. We'll come back from break and go to your calls, but I've got to finish this video. Let's get to the good part right here. But as I was saying, ladies and gentlemen,
touring groups of performers are used to attract attention. They are particularly effective in remote areas. Entertainment or diversion of any kind is eagerly awaited.
USO. Does this mean Ann Margaret isn't coming?
Entertainment teams like this one attract crowds of people wherever they appear.
So condescending as they manipulate the locals in this fictitious Eastern European country.
Interaction can result in group belonging and assist in developing a sense of national unity.
Controlled interaction. You don't just let the slaves interact with each other. You taser them if they're not.
A continuing effort is made to link the PSYOP program with progress to help the people help themselves. This makes them see the military and the government as positive images, benevolent symbols, signifying steps toward a better life. The sense of success, the satisfaction of a job finished, these are of major importance. Direct response to community needs is vital. Projects which would be meaningless in terms of local needs should be avoided. For psychological purposes, one finished well is worth far more than an unfinished dam. Throughout these efforts, the PSYOP program keeps the people informed.
Informed of how they're being brainwashed.
What is being done? They are told why it is being done.
All right.
And they are told how.
The hardcore part's coming up, the domestic martial law piece. But now you know the PSYOP's much more sophisticated. We've got to destroy your well for the earth. We've got to tax you for the earth. We're taking all your freedom for the earth. It's much more sophisticated now and wicked and gibbering.
Our rights as individuals to freely purchase dietary supplements over the counter are under constant attack. The globalists want to ban all supplements formulated after 1994. Governments are hoarding raw materials, affecting our ability to purchase these products at a reasonable price. Even organic foods are stripped of nutrients due to overuse of soil and compromised growing conditions. Storable foods are essential, but you also need to make sure you have the nutrients you need to stay healthy during emergencies. Go to SurvivalRx.com today and see the amazing line of storable supplements they have to protect the ones you love. The owners of SurvivalRx.com have been in sports nutrition for over a decade, and they realize the need for long-term storable vitamins. The result is a triple nitrogen flushing method, which allows these vitamins to maintain their strength for decades. Again, go to SurvivalRx.com. That's SurvivalRx.com. You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig? With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Our flag ascend. We will be victorious. You tell them, Muse. Fans and listeners of the show, and I'm a fan of them. Doing a great job, Mr. Bellamy. Crank it up right here. Baby! Yeah! Love it! We will be victorious. You see, the evil tries to masquerade as the patriot. We're just simply going to point out that foreign offshore banks came into our country, took it over, tried to get us into debt, are waging war against the real free market. They've got all these well-meaning Occupy Wall Street people running around, and I've seen many of them calling for socialism, calling for 70-plus percent taxes. I've got Peter Schiff going through all these crowds in New York, and person after person wants 70-plus percent taxes, which will just totally shut the country down. It's high taxes that drove the companies out of the U.S., This country built the highest standard of the living in the world with the lowest taxes in world history. Now, getting back to military psyops, and then I'm going to go to your phone calls and into this story that's gotten national attention. Armed citizen militia shows up at Occupy Wall Street. They've got M16s loaded, standing in front of the cops, and you'd think they're not needed to protect folks in Phoenix, but all over the country, the cops are shotgunning people with rubber bullets for no reason. So what's going to happen if there's a confrontation? In this video at Infowars.com, it shows the cops kind of sheepishly looking at guys with M16s. And a lot of folks are, well, how do they have M16s? That's illegal. No, it's not in America in most states. The Second Amendment's only restricted in a few areas. And technically, they're AR-15s. They were M16s. They have to have a federal stamp for them. But that's coming up. Let me give you the number to join us on air on all the issues we've covered. It's 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. On this Sunday Live edition. Let's finish up with the Army PSYOP from 1968 and the parallels to the propaganda today as if we're some third world country the Pentagon has invaded. Because that's how we're treated now. Here it is.
Is openly recruiting and receiving aid from the people.
Back it up a minute.
Internal security program.
Back it up just about 20 seconds because I want that part where they talk about checkpoints and things. Yeah. Back it up just a little bit. Perfect. Let's go ahead and go to it now. Here it is.
And they are told how it will benefit them. In areas where the insurgent is openly recruiting and receiving aid from the people, an internal security program takes the greatest PSYOP effort.
Ah, PSYOP. Checkpoint. It's a checkpoint. The cars are being stopped, like in Tennessee or Texas, on the highway, warrantless checkpoint.
The objectives are to sever the link between the insurgent and the civilian population, to detect and neutralize subversive apparatus, and to provide a secure environment.
Oh, secure for your safety. TSA is going to grow up your one-year-old daughter. Actually, to train you to be a slave.
An internal security program encompasses roadblocks, curfews, critical supplies such as medicine, money, food, explosives, arms, etc. All of which make the PSYOP effort a little more difficult.
Which they look for at TSA checkpoints on the road now. Totally illegal.
Where restrictions are imposed, the people should be made to realize the necessity for them.
Oh.
They must be convinced that these restrictions are only temporary.
Like we were told back on 9/11?
That is soon as subversive.
Back it up 10 seconds. Jaron had an idea Friday, and he actually pulled up the USA Today article, gave it to the Nightly News guys. We never covered it. But, Jaron, make me tomorrow re-pull that. I want to show it on screen because the way it printed was in four pieces. He found the USA Today where they federalized air screening, and it said they would just be checking bags. Now that means checking another type of bag that has huevos in it and grabbing on your wife's breast. I mean, this is our journey into slavery. And now they're on the highways squeezing your luggage. Let's go ahead and go back to it.
For them, they must be convinced that these restrictions are only temporary. That as soon as subversive activities are controlled, restrictions will be lifted. Many problems are encountered during the implementation of this type of program.
People don't like being slaves in Nazi Germany. They'll complain. It's okay. Tell them it'll be over soon. Of course, it never will be. We're just going to ratchet it up. But the Americans will never figure it out.
Hospitals damaged while held up in roadblocks must be investigated immediately.
Oh, yes.
Curfews can alienate shopkeepers and theater and restaurant owners unless implementation of such measures is planned and announced well.
They even have a curfews for adults all over the country now.
Curfews may also alienate the younger people
who
use the evening for youth activities.
Or youth activities. Get out of here, you evil children.
Controls restrict the flow of essential products and goods.
Yeah, now they search your mail. Did you know that?
Psychologically, the people must be convinced that if it were not for the insurgents, these restrictions would not be necessary, and that when insurgent activities cease, restrictions will be removed.
The insurgents you manufacture in your full-spectrum dominance.
In areas of the country where government troops are battling the subversives, the psychological effort is of a different nature.
All right, I got a time code here. We skip ahead now to the end.
In addition to...
Because there's a point at the end of the video where they cut to Joe Sixpack and they go, you've got to reach him. You've got to convince him you're on the right side. It's key to be friendly and have good esprit de corps. Well, now, you see, Congress has a 9% approval rating. The globalists know you hate them and are awake, at least to some extent. So now they've shifted, and police have admitted this, to the black uniform as black mask for pure intimidation. Now they don't want you to think that they're there to help you. They don't want you to think that they care about you in many of the federal operations. It's all about pure and total domination. And that's now the system we've shifted to. You know, I'm going to come back and take your calls. I'll get both these videos, part one and part two. It's about 25 minutes long, posted at InfoWars.com. Or just go to YouTube and type in psychological warfare, and you'll see literally hundreds of videos. A lot of modern Army videos, Air Force videos, Marine Corps videos. Now, remember, these are declassified. The real classified ones, like one WikiLeaks released 3 years ago in psychological warfare, was how to kill little kids. If you're in an area and you're outnumbered by the guerrillas, well, you just slaughter some kids or other group. Old ladies work good, too. And then blame it on the enemy. And then that'll get you local support. You can just type in WikiLeaks releases Army manual that covers false flags. And, of course, I don't need an Army manual. I've talked to family that was in the Army who were taught similar things.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com. Silver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at MainMilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MainMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the main name in military supply.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Last week, I started a meeting on my office computer. I had to go across town for another meeting. So Mike drove, and I was able to finish my WebEx meeting using the WebEx app on my smartphone. This is how you do business.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, I got in when they shot the man who said peace could last forever.
Okay, folks, we're back, and I got loaded phone lines here, so I'm just going to go to your calls. I'm not even sure if I'll have time to get to our article, Google Censors War Crimes Video. I knew they'd do this because I saw them pulling down the video of kids killed by cluster bombs and things by NATO and the non-military action by the Peace Prize winner over in Libya, and I noticed YouTube was pulling all these videos, but I remember Walter Cronkite showing stuff far worse at 6 o'clock at night on CBS. So we went and found those clips, put the Walter Cronkite stuff that aired in 1968, 69, 70, kids with napalm on fire, monks getting, you know, on fire, people getting their heads blown off, next to little Libyan kids with the lower mandible blown off, their tongues, you know, hanging out. I mean, stuff right out of a horror movie. But, see, the system wants you to see horror movies to desensitize you. They don't want you to see the real thing. You can't even allow to see the coffins of the dead troops. They don't want you to know about that. Just go play fantasy football. So we've got a big fight going with Google right now. But you know what? I want to go to Jason, John, David, Ed, Keith, Don, Sean, Gary, George, and Moses. In fact, I will get to at least the first 10 calls. I don't know about the other 100 or so that we could talk to. Our phone system, we open it for 10 seconds, and then we get the calls we need for the day. But let's, because we actually have a gigantic audience. Let's go ahead and talk to Jason in Canada. You're on the air, Jason. We have callers from Ukraine and others. Jason, welcome.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for calling.
I appreciate what you do here. I just had a couple comments on how Google will censor things on the Internet. Do you think all cloud computing, including Windows Azure and Amazon AWS, do you think they'll censor too?
Yes, they've all admitted the cloud is all about censoring, where they can take keywords or audio. I mean, they could ban right now on most platforms my voice, running it through different programs they have, what one of them is Shazam, and they're already doing that. So this is the brave new world of censorship, and they're saying they're getting ready to censor. That's the thing. I covered CBS News earlier admitting it.
That's a shame. What are the alternatives?
The alternatives, Jason, is use the free, open, non-Chinese-style communist internet before it shifts to that. A, fight to keep it free because it's so brazen. B, if they put it through, still fight it. And C, use the internet today like it won't be there tomorrow.
I agree.
I mean, look, they're all going to jail like Ken Lay and Bernie Madoff. They've all committed crimes much bigger than that. Look at the crimes that are admitted. Army field manuals about staging terror attacks. The Justice Department shipping guns out of the country and lying about it. Government stealing military pension funds for 12 years. I mean, this is a criminal government. And the alternative media is becoming the mainstream media, and they can't deal with it. They can't deal with it. So the fight is on. We're in a toe-to-toe. You ever seen a boxing match or even a UFC fight where they stop using tactics and they just man-to-man, start pounding, who's got the who can take the most punishment? That's what we're now in a fight like that right now.
I had listened to AM radio here in Calgary, and they're claiming that there's $40,000 worth of damage to the grass at Cannon Lubbock
Park. They whine and complain endlessly about Occupied Wall Street and act like it's bad.
I checked it out, and they're peaceful. They're some of them are hippies, but you know, they treated the land with respect, and it definitely wasn't $40,000 worth of damage, that's for sure.
Jason, I appreciate your call. Look, this is what's going on. The whole thing is a cutout. The Democratic Party, on record, calls for Occupy Wall Street to form. Well-meaning people, not knowing who's behind it, show up, and then they use it as a projection to demonize demonstrating, and now have the cops sicked on them nationwide, shotgunning them with rubber bullets at point-blank range, putting some in comas. It's a set piece. It's not that they're bad. It's that the whole thing is to preempt real demonstrations that are coming. David in Ukraine, and then John in South Carolina. David, welcome from Ukraine.
Hi there, Alex. Nice to be on the show. Thanks a lot.
Good to have you.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about the video contest that you do. In February, I made about 5 videos for your V for Victory contest, and since then, they've gotten about 100,000 hits. So, you know, it's obvious that this is a great way to, you know, spend a little money and get a lot of bang for the buck.
By the way, I'm going to announce the new contest next week, the one for Alex Jones Predictions. I'm going to announce that next week. I've been so busy with the nightly news and everything, I haven't announced the winners yet because I'm kind of like a kid at a buffet. We used to go to Luby's when I was a child in Dallas, and I would like, my dad would say, okay, you can have what you want, but you're not going to eat it. And he would actually let me get whatever I wanted and then basically eat what I didn't eat. I guess, you know, as a joke to kind of educate me. But yeah, that's what we've done here.
Yeah. I would have jumped in on that contest, except the dates were just not clear enough, and I've got commitments that I have to finish out. And it normally takes me a good 2, 3, 4 weeks to get something decent going. And that's one of the reasons that I'm calling in, is because about 3 months ago I discovered a site of your good buddy Max Kaiser. Have you seen the site Pirate My Film?
Yeah, he's plugged in a bunch of my show. It's like you promote what he's doing and pledge to it, then he'll make the film. But he got the funding for Alex in Wonderland, and I want to see that film made. I mean, he got the pledges for it, but then he never took the pledges. He just went on to something else.
Yeah, actually, it's crowdsourced funding. So what actually goes on there is that people that have an idea about the films, they go up there, they enter in a project, give a synopsis of what they're going to do, and the crowd gets in there and finances it. I've got a film on there now, 60 Minutes of Banker Hell, and, you know, it's the two projects that I've had on there have raised about $4,000, and I'm hoping that, you know, I can get some...
Well, sir, I'll say it again.
Your show.
Listen, I'm some stumbling, bumbling Texas hillbilly, and I'm kicking New World Order hind end all day long. So it's beautiful that you're unleashing your acumen, your gravitas, your creativity like lightning on the New World Order. Keep it up. You're beautiful. We love you. Dwarf what I've done. Yes, send me your info. I'd love to work with you. Let's talk to John in South Carolina. John, you're on the air.
How you doing, Alex?
I am doing good.
Good to talk to you. The PSYOP video you were showing earlier where the troops would go into foreign countries, that's what they're doing here now, and the slaves believe every word of it.
No, I've got literally every week 4 or 5 local news articles in the middle of the country where Marines, Army are searching families' cars. I mean, they're really getting ready for martial law because the bankers stole the country blind. When the minute they got rid of Glass-Steagall in 1999, they set all this up. This is all planned. They're going to send EU tax collectors into EU countries now to raise the money to pay for the derivatives, to physically grab people by their ankles and shake the change out of their pockets. I mean, this is tyranny.
And my mom, actually, she has a Ron Paul bumper sticker, and she was pulled over on the interstate in Georgia a few weeks ago. The first thing the cop asked her is, have you ever been arrested before? Basically, she's guilty until proven innocent.
No, we have the manuals. They say a Ron Paul sticker is evidence of terrorism because they're the criminals. The criminal bankers that took America over run the training of the police and military, and it's so creepy. I mean, when you read these things, you think it's a joke. I mean, I have video in my film, Road to Tyranny, it's free online, where Kansas City police are taught that George Washington is bad. And FEMA says, it gets up there. I played the clip and says, George Washington is not good. He is bad. Tell me why. And the cops are like, George Washington is bad because of this. And they say, good job. I mean, it's like the Soviets took over. It's like Red Dawn. And they're like, Thomas Jefferson, even worse. And the police are like, yes, sir, we understand. George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, bad. And the FEMA guy's like, good, good men. We're going to get these Americans. They're like, get America. I mean, it's total craziness. It's like they think they're the patriots and George Washington is the enemy. We'll be right back.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a 6 or even 7 figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hey, everybody. Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now, look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate. So you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery. So you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants. Well, he gets. I don't like it any more than
eating. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
All right, let's go right to your calls and try to jam in. 10 callers in 10 minutes. Ed in California, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. Thank you for taking my call. I just want to take my 1 minute to make an announcement to the New World Order. Yeah, I am an electronics engineer. I have 22 years of experience in building industrial communications electronics. I saw Ruby Ridge, and I was outraged. I saw Waco, and I saw Alex confronting that FBI agent, and I was even more outraged. But yesterday, when I saw little kids burned up, shot up, tortured, that was it. So I spent 8 hours of my time, and I built a transmitter. And it's serial number 1 of 10,000. Every major U.S. city is getting one, and they will not be little. And if you take them down, that's fine. I'll put up another one. And if you want to shut off the Internet, that's fine. I'll use an ELF pulse. I'll use your own system against you. I'm done. I'm absolutely done.
Let me ask you a question. What do you think of Google taking down videos of little girls with the bottoms of their faces blown out, with their tongues hanging out, with their whole lower mandible blown. But Walter Cronkite could show that in 1969.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know what? That's fine. Go ahead. You want to censor the Internet? That's fine. I'm not the only one. I'm not the only engineer who is unbelievably, I don't even have words. You know, I don't have Alex's gift for truth and knowledge, but I have another gift. And I guarantee you, mine coupled with his, I'll make sure every man, woman, and child knows what you're doing.
Are you going to make AM, FM, shortwave, UHF? What type of transmitters?
The one yesterday was 88 to 108 megahertz FM frequency modulated transmitter. Does 100 watts. I built in 8 hours. 8 hours.
Well, good.
That's
the Patriots have been hitting people hard. Yeah, people have been fighting hard with those for a while. That's what helped bring down the Soviet Union. We're going to bring down the New World Order with those.
Watch it. I am done. I am done doing this. It's over. I'm done doing nothing. Thank you for my 1 minute, Alex.
Well, thank you, Ed.
If they shut off the Internet, I'll drive to Austin. I'll build them there. I don't care. I'll make sure this message gets out 110%. I'll broadcast it on HF. I'll broadcast it, data link it. I'll uplink it to the APRS satellites. You watch what happens.
Well, that's the power of the people. God bless you, my friend. That's why they talk about in these PSYOP videos, they've got to reach Joe Sixpack, and that's you. Because once you turn against them, it's over. And we will defeat them. Make no mistake. Good to hear your passion, your conviction. I had that same feeling 17 years ago, and look where I've come. And there are people out there 10 times better than I. You think I've got gifts? I have nothing compared to people listening right now who haven't decided to step up to the plate yet. Step up. Now's the time. No more games. Defend the Republic. Defend humanity. I salute you. Who's up next here? Keith in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good.
Hey, I just want to take my hats off to the last caller. That was the kind of spirit we need, is people that have the balls to take these guys on. But what I was commenting on is when you were talking about being in Las Vegas, I was kind of like the spotter. I had one of these incidents today with you talking about the bumper sticker program. I had thought about that a couple months back. I'd never called the show about it. As a matter of fact, I did call the show, was going to mention it, but I got sidetracked by some guy that was talking about college and how he was arrogant. It was a few weeks back, but I had an idea on that to expand a little bit. I was thinking about, should there be some kind of campaign, like make $15 for 50 stickers or something like that for all 50 states to get everybody involved to pass out at least 50 of these stickers. Each person just take the responsibility, give 50 InfoWars stickers to somebody, anybody, whatever.
Well, let's be clear. If somebody steps up with a grant, we may just use Money Bomb money for it. That's an idea. Give the first 10,000 orders a totally free shipment. And then the shipping and the stickers are paid for. In fact, maybe I should do that with some of the Money Bomb money. I don't know how much that would cost, but 10,000 people getting, say, 500 stickers apiece. Wow, that'd be some havoc. The globalists don't like these Patriot stickers everywhere. Well, let's just put more up for them then. I'm sorry. Go ahead, sir.
If you give those stickers out for free, say you say 500, I call in and say, I want 500 stickers. What's to stop the globalists from sending their operatives in and just taking your stickers and throwing them away? If the people buy them themselves, you know they're not going to throw them away. So you can have operatives pop in there and just say, okay, well, no problem. Just give them away. Send our people in. Let's get them. They're not going to know who their people are. Take them and just throw them away. I can't have any idea, but you got to think how the enemy is going to think on that, too.
Or we can simply list, like, 20 bumper sticker places that are cheap and tell listeners to go make them themselves. Ooh, that's really good. That's even better. Then you know you're actually buying them at the lowest price from somebody else, and you're putting them up. Because nothing's better. I mean, we're not very good, I'll be honest, but nothing's better. Yeah, that's a weird feeling to be the best there is in the fight against tyranny and to know that I am so lacking. Keith, God bless you, man. You're awesome. It is you, the listeners, that are just so incredible. Don in Michigan, you're on the air. And then Sean, Gary, George, and others. I've got to get to more quick. Go ahead, Don.
Hey, how you doing, Alex? Just want to thank you for all you're doing.
Thank you.
Ron Paul, I've been watching the videos he's got out, and Fox just makes me sick.
He's been winning almost every straw poll. He won both Iowa polls. He's number two or number three in every poll. And they just keep saying he can't win as this psyop. And Herman Cain wants to get the feds involved in sales taxes on top of everything. Give me a break.
Right. And it's repulsive. But I want to thank you for the videos that you put out showing what we're actually doing. I was talking to my daughter about that just a few minutes ago. What we really do and how disgusting it is. And, you know, how it's in the name of something righteous when it's so wrong.
Well, let me say, I have a young daughter, and I don't like seeing little girls with the bottom of their face blown off, but I have watched that video probably 20 times now in production and on air, and I will continue to watch it because it hurts me. Now when my children cry when they fall down or something, it's like 10 times more painful, but it's like electricity. That child is literally with me now constantly with her whole bottom of her face blown off. And now it's not that I just don't have fear. It's even beyond that. I feel like I, as an American, am somehow guilty and do not even care about myself. Because we must stop these wars. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, you're absolutely right. The message you're getting out is phenomenal. I know. And I don't like you sounding disheartened when you try to push the money bomb. The things you were doing, the things I have learned over the last few years, are and you couldn't replace it. So, yeah, absolutely, push that money bomb. Don't feel bad about saying, hey, we need to grow because we do.
No, I hear you. But quite frankly, I wouldn't even be doing the money bomb if it wasn't an example that should be made. People need to learn it's good to fund liberty movements. The government takes our money and uses it against us. We need to voluntarily promote alternative and real media. Thank you so much, Don. Let's go to Moses in California. Moses in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Hi.
I just had an archive thought here. February 17, 2009, the stimulus package was signed, correct?
The what package?
The stimulus package, $787 billion?
Yes.
If you watch that speech Obama gives after the signing of it in Colorado, he talks about the superhighway and how part of that funding will go toward that. Do you remember that?
Yeah, he's going to meet in Hawaii coming up just a few weeks. French news agency reports Obama to host North American summit in Hawaii. Yeah.
Yeah, so I just didn't see that get too much attention. But it definitely happened and shows the federal funding for the North American Union.
Oh, I appreciate your call. Great points. Yeah, all over the place, they're establishing this new North American Union, just like the euro. You know, the euro was set up in 57, not 2000. And it's the same thing with this union. Sean, Gary, George, Rick, others. I apologize. I'm flat out of time. I will attempt to take a lot more calls tomorrow on the weekday show, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., because your calls always bring up such incredible issues. I appreciate you trying to get on board. And we'll see everybody else tomorrow live, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern, Infowars.com. The literal tip of the spear in the battle for Western civilization and the Republic. The battle for humanity, period. But Western civilization has now been taken over and turned into an engine of evil. We have to wrest it back from the globalists. Great job to the crew. Again, we'll see you back live tomorrow, God willing.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi. This is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.